recognizing appropriate emotions. That is the reflection of the day. I was thinking of, you know, the harmony that we need to be able to create with the different feelings and emotions that we experience. And I'm listening to this book that was talking what it's called, What My Bones Know. And this is the story of a woman that went through major trauma. And this trauma that she went through most of her childhood drove her to a life of pain. And she was talking to the psychologist about how, you know, she goes through this. She never feels like she is in a state of peace, a state of happiness, that she spends most of her life in a state of negativity, in a state of numbness, in a state of pain. And the psychologist was talking about something that actually my psychologist and I have been working on, which is to feel the appropriate pain, the appropriate feeling, the appropriate emotion. But the idea is not to get stuck on that emotion, not to get stuck in pain, not to get stuck in gratitude, not to get stuck in regret, not to get stuck in envy. All of those emotions, they're human emotions. But creating the harmony in those emotions in an appropriate way. So for me, I can tell you an example. My son's wife had cancer 2 years ago. And this was a very painful time for our family. But I wanted to just be strong and not to show my emotions that much, because I wanted to just be strong for my daughter-in-law and my son and my grandkids. And not feeling those emotions would also make me look like I'm cold. So like I'm someone that doesn't have a lot of feelings. So I remember having a conversation with my daughter-in-law, and I was alone with her in the living room in her house, and we started to talk about, she gave me the space to feel. And I expressed to her how scared I was, and she told me how scared she was and how much in pain I was for everyone, especially for her, but, you know, for Franco, for my grandkids, for her parents, for me. And letting go and explaining and feeling the pain and crying, all of that gave me a release and just led to the next emotions, the next feelings that I would experience. And being able to have the curiosity, because this is something that I'm doing now, it's, are my emotions and my feelings appropriate? What's going on? Am I being too much in gratitude? Because I lived many years where I wanted to be in gratitude. I did not want to feel hate or resentment. And I avoided it, and I may believe that I wasn't feeling those things, but technically you are, because they're inside of you, they're in your soul. And if you avoid them, that just leads to unhealthy behavior. People become alcoholic, they numb pain, but when you numb pain, you also numb joy. Listen to that. And so many people numb the pain with alcohol, with drug addiction, gambling, pornography, other habits that they become obsessed with, and even work. People become workaholic because they want to avoid the pain. They want to avoid dealing maybe with an unhappy home, you know, an unhappy relationship or whatever it is. That is why, if you think about it, it's so important to create the harmony in the appropriate emotions. because that is life. We're all going to feel all of the emotions of life. It's just getting in touch with them and not getting stuck. Not getting stuck. Utilizing tools to get yourself out of pain, tools to get yourself out of anxiety. There are so many tools. I have a toolbox, you know, of a mental toolbox that I can pull from just to be able to get myself unstuck from feelings that are making me feel stuck. And you can, I'm teaching this to my daughter that lives with me still. And she's learning that she can go to her tools. She can feel. So I'm not saying don't feel. Feel the emotion and then move on at an appropriate time to get your tools. And then you can move on to the next emotion. So today I am inviting you to check the harmony of your feelings. Are you in harmony? Are you in avoidance? Are you numbing pain and numbing the joy in your life? Let's reflect, reset, and reconnect.